Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Well, it's been a slow day in Trump world, only about 100 things new that he changed today, including firing all the guys over at the Department of Justice who were involved in the Jack Smith persecution of him. But want to start off talking...
Although he's now got to fire everybody who persecuted all the... January 6th.
They're working on that too. It's all part and parcel. So it's happening.
All those people are going to be absolute traitors within the organization.
Exactly. But over the weekend, starting last week and kind of over the weekend, dozens of figments of our imagination appeared and were taken into custody by DEA and ICE agents. I'm sure you guys saw the news. Big raid. Actually, it's just a few miles south of our house at 66th and Federal that the Tren de Aragua gang, a criminal illegal alien gang, was using as like a party house. And by the way, guns, drugs, and cash kept there as well.
Cash illegal now.
Drug related, you can seize it.
Keep it yourself.
And they seized and arrested 50 people. There have been ongoing arrests. It's been going on all over the country. So I wanted to bring in our law enforcement expert and friend, Mark Poff. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show and thank you once again.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So,
Mark, can you imagine how many assaults, robbery, fentanyl deaths will have been avoided because of the arrest of these 50 plus people? It's always said that not many people cause an incredible amount of a crime. And now most of these people will be in Venezuela or elsewhere.
Well, I've always said it takes a lot of people to build and a few to destroy.
Yeah.
So when you have drug dealers like that and, you know, a gang that well organized, there's a lot of havoc that they can cause. But we need to understand they only control a few apartment complexes. We should not be too concerned. They only controlled the east side of Denver. Now they're moving to the west side of Denver. There's still the tech center is safe, maybe.
Exactly. Cherry Hills North. I think they haven't had too much. Well, actually, no, they've been getting robbed down there. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, though, because I read this and I covered cops and crime for longer than I care to even think about. Something like this, it wasn't like on Thursday morning, somebody called and said, oh my God, we've got this big party that's raided. My guess is that there has been information about this gang and this kind of activity, and that the Biden administration probably could have done something about this if they wanted to and didn't. But why don't you talk about how does something like this typically go down of this magnitude?
Well, typically, whenever you're doing your normal law enforcement, you will end up arresting somebody on some case, and then they obviously don't want to go to prison. You know, they this doesn't look good. I'm probably going to go to prison. So let me tell you some stuff I know. You know, there's things coming up. Let me work inside the organization. And sometimes they do let some of them, they'll actually let them loose and say, okay, as long as you work with me, you know, we'll let you walk the street, and then they'll stay in communication with them. And usually it takes a great deal of time for them to choose the location and the time of the event or whatever that works to the advantage of law enforcement.
Right.
So it might be that something's going to go down, and so long as if people are going to get hurt, then they're going to get involved. But maybe they wait, because I just can't believe that this isn't the first weekend.
Yeah.
After Trump takes office, and all of a sudden, the DEA and the local ICE get in the game. I mean, there's got to be more to that. You know, who knows? Maybe they put the event on.
That's what I've been thinking. They kind of, okay, invite all the worst of the worst and have a good time.
It sounds like it was their thing. Well, that was my thought, too, that you don't, I mean, they had buses. They had all kinds of things.
Ready to go.
The information, this is what I believe, had to have been some. Now, maybe this event just came up and they were able to move quickly. But I think that if they had, oh, first of all, they all spent months gaslighting us, right? Telling us that this is a figment of our imagination and telling us.
Shall I?
And that this wasn't happening, that there were no gang members taking over areas. But I kind of think that what this really is Trump telling the DEA and the ICE agents and whatever task forces were involved in this, hey, guess what, guys? You can go do your job now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like someone who runs the 100-yard dash, and they've been practicing to run the 100-yard dash for 4 years, and they can't run in an event. And then all of a sudden they said, okay, you guys can now do your job. You can go run that 100-yard, race. I know when I was in law enforcement, one of the funnest things was raids like this and going after people. I hate to say it, that's kind of the adrenaline stuff that a lot of the individuals that get into this type of stuff, specialized SWAT and other things like that, they're adrenaline junkies. So for 4 years, and I'll tell you one of the most depressing things about being in law enforcement is the old statement that they'll be out of the jail before you will. You'll book them in and you'll still be doing the paperwork and they'll be releasing them out the front door while you're getting back in your car. Well, now with Trump in power, and like you said, ICE now being empowered to do their job that they were meant to do, they're fired up. They want to do this, and they've made a great show the first weekend. In other major cities, they're making all these great shows. Now, we talked earlier today, and I still think, me personally, a city like Chicago, I should just abandon. They should just pack up and say, you know what, we're going to Indianapolis. They love us in Indianapolis. It'd be like a band going and having a concert, a redneck concert in Seattle. It's like, no, you want to have it in the South where you're loved. So if Chicago mayor says that he's not going to help, then just tell everybody, if you want to be safe and you're a drug dealing gang member, move to Chicago because we're not going to do anything there.
I think that's actually a pretty, now granted, they probably can because that's dangerous and all that, but that is an interesting concept. It's like, because here's the thing, these gang members, the cartels aren't going to say, oh, well, I guess we can't deal drugs anymore while Trump's president, right? No, like you were saying earlier, these gang, the reason they were apparently in Adams County was the DEA said they had information that there was pressure being put on them in Aurora, like they had seized their apartment complexes that they seized. So they came someplace else. So the gangs, these guys are in jail, but they're going to be new ones that take their place,
Oh,
probably
right.
tomorrow. But I mean, so that is an interesting concept. So you could just say, if your ICE say, okay, look, we're just going to go ahead, Chicago. You want to be the sanctuary city, and you send a little memo up, dear Trende Aragua. If you want to go to Chicago, that's cool. We
We
won't
won't
bother
be
you
there.
there. Yeah.
We're not going there. They're a sanctuary city. And so we're going to wait, give them a year, and then we'll fence the town in.
Or the people we would call them. Well, let me ask you about this. How, and because Chuck, you had a good point. It's like in the short term, is how, if, I mean, these raids, it's a big splash. I mean, 50, when they told us they were all, figments of our imagination. And that just happened to be the people who were like sitting there at the party at that point, right? Because I want to clarify, if you're Trende Aragua, you're not like inviting people you don't know and trust. These are all probably pretty active members of the gang or their girlfriends or whatever, right? You aren't just, this isn't like an open house kind of party, right?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. They're not going to party with people they don't know because that gets them in trouble. That's where the snitches get in. But I got news for you. If you happen to notice, they said they arrested almost 50, 41 illegals, and then 40 are still detained. So whoever the one snitch was, they turned him loose.
There you
And
go.
what they'll get from this is. There was someone named Rachel from some organization. She's made some, the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. I find that very entertaining. But they, so they're in there. They're not going to let them out. They're going to interview them. She makes a statement, detained now, ask questions later. Well, that's kind of how it works. We detain everybody, then you get them separate. And then you see how many you can get to roll. Because I guarantee you, it's kind of like that show, you are the weakest link. So they're going after those weakest links on the people that don't have these, some of them probably were not illegal aliens. And so they're going to be working these people. I don't want to say working over these people, but they are, saying, look, you're in a lot of trouble. And then so this is just going to explode. And now that law enforcement knows that these people, if I arrest them, they're going to stay with detainers. They're going to stay in jail until they get deported. Trump's already made it perfectly clear, with Colombia over the weekend. I find this stuff so entertaining. Yeah, Colombia is not going to let our planes fly. Oh, they're going to send their presidential plane to come get them. I mean, it's fun to watch, but.
Just let me ask you this. Jacob brings up a good point. Explain how this would work. It says ISIL get even more information from the cell phones and on and on.
Oh,
Talk about
well,
that.
this is my area. I mean, this is my wheelhouse because this is what I do is digital forensics. They will be a wealth of information. Now, everybody they get to work on this had better be able to read Spanish because it's all going to be in Spanish. But there's going to be connections. The DEA is going to create huge link charts from this. They're going to process all these cell phones. You're going to see this huge, like a month from now or a couple months, they'll have this huge chart up on the wall. Well, they'll chart like the whole gang from this. And they'll be able to track a whole bunch with this. I mean, it's going to be entertaining to watch, but it's good to know that we don't have any problems, that we didn't let all these people in. They're just all good law-abiding citizens.
They're working your hotels, they're your waiters, they're doing the field. Well, one of the things, I mean, this seems like an incredibly peaceful event, but it could have gone very badly with gang members with
Yes.
guns.
Well, and they said there was over 100 people with personnel for law enforcement personnel that were involved with this Saturday night or early Sunday morning. And they did typically what law enforcement does. They waited till 5 a.m. But they probably waited till the booze ran out, and they were all kind of trashed and probably stumbling out of the place. They went in there hopefully with shock and awe and just surprised everybody. But I'm kind of surprised that somebody didn't get a round or two off. I mean, but you, well
Well,
done.
and here's the thing. I mean, maybe they haven't read all the Trump memos yet, right? Maybe they thought, hey, this is no big deal. These guys are, like you said, they'll still be, doing their paperwork, and we'll be on our way home. But
Well, in this case, once you finish your paperwork, they'll be in Caracas. They'll
right,
be
yeah.
let off the plane.
Right.
How does when you talk about, I mean, because this is, although the raid is good and it's good optics and we've got, illegal immigrants being arrested, when you talk about the crime element of this, I mean, this is an extremely violent gang responsible for sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, murders, drug dealing, all of that. Like you said, I imagine they're like a lot of the drug people in that you have your kind of various levels, right? You got your street mobs, then you
Oh,
got
absolutely.
But somebody somewhere has, and if, like you said, if you could break it down, I bet you could make a significant dent, do you think, maybe between when you put these people in this city and then in this city and the criminal organization itself?
You should be able to, this raid, they probably got a few dozen of the worker bees, the sol what are typically in gangs called soldiers. They probably got a few lieutenants and maybe even one or two generals out of it that were the shot callers for the Denver area for this gang. And, when you put them in isolation, all of a sudden now they all start. And I've seen this numerous times in gangs where you'll have two or three gang members together and they are amazingly tough kids. But then you get them alone and they start bawling like little girls. And it's just fun to watch. But this could actually make a dent. I think you're going to see more of this. I actually think that ICE, DEA, ATF, not FBI, they don't do any work. They're probably have all this stuff plotted out, and they probably haven't been, executing a lot of this stuff because Biden's not doing anything. And you have people like this idiot Rachel that was in this one article that I read, talking about it's incredibly troubling that
Troubling,
DEA and ICE are working together. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, that's how the system works.
That's what they're saying. It's good that they're working together, right? It's like, well, because like you said, the way it would work is, so some of them who, I mean, I would imagine that if you, at the very least, you can just deport them if they don't have other outstanding criminal cases and things like that. And if, and they're here illegally, they're at the Tren de Aragua criminal gang, violent gang party. It's like, I know that's just deport them. And that's
Right.
got to put, if, I mean, and I would imagine it's put a dent in the drug dealing this week, right? If you know your staff, if you're sitting in a stash house, right? Or you got a car with a shipment coming up and you know that all your friends just got busted. Well, that probably makes you slow down a little bit. I mean, it's got to, and the, you know, I mean, you're probably not open. You take your clothes, you know, back on Tuesday kind of sign and you put it up. But how, what kind of difference does it, because I know they're not going to go away, right? So typically what
No.
happens next?
They've got no place to go because the system works for them. They're going to be concerned about going to their next pickup or whatever, you know, in case somebody talked, that all of a sudden the cops are going to be there. They're going to scrambling to try to change everything. They're going to be moving everything at this point. They're all going to be busting their cell phones and getting new ones. I mean, so you've basically made them kind of, you know, clean up, if you want to call it that. But they're still, it's going to change the system, but not for long. I mean, within a month, they'll have more people here if they need it. But again, I always refer to it as the cockroach syndrome. You know, once that light comes on to a certain area, like if Denver takes it serious, then they will move on. I mean, it's kind of like if you got a street, like I live on a cul-de-sac and there's only like 10, 11 houses on our street. And I'm the first house on the street. So I have a big sign that says, you know, security or whatever. You know, so they'll just drive past my house. What I used to have was a marked unit parked in my driveway. You know, then they,
That
the whole, everybody loved that because nobody would turn down the street. But it's like you just want everyone to know that you have the surveillance system. You know, it's kind of like having that sign, my neighbor's not armed, but I am. You know, they're going to
So
go to your
go to
neighbor's
yours.
house.
Well, I would think too, this would be like, so let's say, again, having covered some of this stuff. So I'm a Tren de Aragua gang guy and I got arrested, right? And so there will be, as you said, subsequent busts and raids and things like that. And now they deport me back to Venezuela where I've got to go talk to my gang boss, right? I mean, and that's
Right.
going to be a little bit hairy because my gang boss in the movies, at least I imagine it's something like this in real life, was going to be like, did you talk? And I'm like, no, I did not talk, right? And they, but which is, I mean, that's got to hurt recruiting a little bit, I would think, right? It's like if you're going to actually get caught and deported and questioned, that's a little bit different than
Well, I
just.
have to assume some of those will be agents for the federal government now.
Right. You have to assume that. And Venezuela, I mean, there's just no action there. I mean, I'm sure they're running probably the whole country down there. So the goal is to get back in the United States. So you get them in the system. You know, so if you catch them again, then, you know, the problem is we put them in prison for 10 years, and then all we're doing is paying for their, you
Exactly.
know, I mean, that's ultimately the problem. We've got to shore, I mean, that's why I would say the number one thing that has to happen is you have to build the wall. You have to make a system that when you land in our country, that you have an active visa and you can't overstay your visa. Now, obviously, these guys are probably not going to land with visas. They're going to have to come through the border. So walls work, you know, and minefields work too. But I'm pretty sure we can't do that. But
But
still, you know, if we can secure the Mexican border, I mean, it's so much narrower if you see the whole thing. It's pretty simple. You know, we've got to be, and you know, I went to Boulder this weekend, and I always love going to see the family up in Boulder. And you know, the whole Columbia thing came up and they said, oh, they don't have to listen to Trump. I said, give it a couple hours.
a couple of minutes.
You know, we need to be doing the same thing with Mexico. I mean, did you know there's actually a Chinese town in Mexico that
Really?
they pretty much bought and they're setting up factories and it's only like 2 hours from the border. And if you actually look on Google Earth, you can see some stuff in Chinese where they're describing what these warehouses, you know. So they're all trying to get in through our country through the southern border, whether it's legally, you know, without tariffs, which hopefully there will be tariffs, or illegally. But the wall is the key, and you need to just keep kicking them out before they can commit a crime.
Right.
You
Well,
know, one of the ideas I think would be a good one is to consider everybody you capture to be an El Salvadorian and send them down to El Salvador, where they're incredibly cruel to gang members, and they throw them in these really brutal prisons.
Yeah, say, oh, took the wrong plane.
I'm not Salvatorian, I'm Guatemalan. Nope, you're a Salvatorian. You're MS-13.
Here's a okay. Oh, so our Don has a question for you. When a local sheriff or city police arrests an illegal alien, do they have to call ICE to process them, or they can they simply take them to jail for processing and then call ICE? How's that work?
They take them to jail and then process them. The way it used to be, and
Yeah.
Biden totally hosed this up, is the federal government was actually training deputies, and they were putting computer systems in the intake and release of the jails.
Right.
So when you brought in who you suspected to be an illegal alien into your county jail, you would process them through the ICE system that was right there in, and you were trained by
Right.
ICE on how to do this yourself. So then you would process them in at the jail, and then they would put a detainer on them. And the critical point, and I think I'm assuming this is still this way, is once they're up with whatever crime they came into, and they have the federal ICE detainer, the federal government pays for them every day. So it's not
Yeah.
paid for by the county. So there's actually money. I mean, it's all about money. Let's be
Yes.
real. So, you know, when they say they're a sanctuary city, they're really being kind of stupid, you know, because, well, they're releasing these people back out and they have
Yeah, so
no
they're
business
not.
being released. So what's going to happen now, and I've seen this a couple times in the old days, and it's going to happen again, is they'll find out that they have a $100 bail. And so they'll get somebody to come in and put in their $100 bail so they can
Right.
get out of jail. Then they're like, hey, I'm getting out of jail. And they're like, oh, sorry, there's an ICE detainer. You're not going
Right.
anywhere. And it's like, well, I want my $100 back. And it's like, well, sorry for that. That we're going to
Well, and
keep.
here's the thing with Don, because in Colorado, it's all screwed up. Because basically, right now in Colorado, under the Colorado law, this is why Jared Polis is such a liar when he says it's not a sanctuary state. Under the laws, basically, the Colorado, let's say in 2013, 2014, law enforcement is now prohibited from cooperating with ICE. This includes not even letting probation notify ICE when they're there. And for instance, they stop immigration detention in county jail. So, I mean, it's a mess in Colorado, and I'm sure some sheriffs follow it, some don't. It kind of depends. But yeah, I mean, I hope they didn't take these guys to Denver jail, because Denver will kick them all loose. You know, it sounds like
Well,
probably Adelaide would go to
maybe
Adams,
that's why
but
they waited for them to have a
yeah,
party
to come
that
to.
was in the unincorporated Adams County so they could
Right.
take them to the county jail there instead of the Denver
That
jail.
could, because Denver would, I mean, by law, Denver would have to release them, right? Denver is prohibited, and it's a fireable offense for a Denver, for the Denver Sheriff Department and the jail, I believe, to cooperate with ICE. So.
Well, what do you think is going to be the effect on the Trinidad Agua Party Committee?
Yeah.
When they send out invitations, hey, let's all get no, let's all get together over here. No, that's all right.
They'll have a little PS at the bottom. Don't bring the cops.
Yeah, it'll be
Yeah.
kind of like the Hamas, right? When they blew up their cell phones and stuff, it'll
Right.
be.
Oh.
This is gonna create trust issues, I think, in the Trinidad
Well, they will
Agua.
when certain ones get out, like whoever that one person is that they released. I feel sorry for that person because they'll be like, how did you get out and the other 40 didn't? That's interesting. But they're going to be suspect about the whole thing. But I'm hoping that we are transitioning. I mean, all these things I see from Trump in the last week are just amazing. And I want to see that stuff continue. I hope, just like defund police, when people saw the fallacy and of, okay, that was stupid, I hope that people start seeing that the sanctuary cities, when it reaches a point, you know, like I was saying, if they just walked away from Chicago or Seattle or California and said, guys, you're on your own, and then
Yeah.
all of a sudden, if you took all the gang members from the United States and you put them all in Chicago and California, that's not going to go well for them. And all of a sudden, they're going to say, this is not a good plan. And you know, and this idiot again, this Rachel, I mean, she's such an idiot. I guess I shouldn't be saying that. When she says that the big difference between, you know, when you get picked up by ICE, that you're not afforded due process. And I'm like, that's just a straight up lie. The thing is, it's a different process. So if I'm arrested, even though I'm an illegal alien, If I'm arrested for a criminal act, yes, you're going to go through the judicial system where you have a right to an attorney and all this other stuff because it's a criminal proceeding. But if you're just snagged up on an ICE detainer or whatever because you're an illegal alien, there is a different due process. But what these kind of
It
people
ain't much of one. I've seen it. It's kind
Yeah, you can trust. I mean,
of,
it works when it's working, right? Rather than putting him in the court and the system and letting him go. I
right.
mean, I think you can deport him almost immediately, can't you? I
Right.
mean,
And that's what they don't want. Is what they're
right.
saying is you don't get your due process. Well, I got news for you. You do get your due process afforded under illegal aliens, which is a little bit different than a criminal proceeding.
Well, yeah, and so yeah, they can deport him, as I understand it. If they, well, that's what they did with those Colombian guys, right? They just deported them. I think they, you, I don't know exactly how it works, but I mean, I've covered them deporting people, and a lot of times they snag you up. You're here illegally because frequently these guys are somewhat known. You know what I
Right,
mean? And they've
they know, yes.
been in the system before. They know you're here illegally. You know, it's not like they ask you who was George Washington or something like that. You know, they then they deport you, and it's
What an average school kid today
yeah,
knows.
really. And when I this is a
Right.
funny story. Many years ago, we did a story with these Border Patrol guys, and they said, "This is okay. Don't you guys? As I know, this is going to sound stereotypical, but don't." He would say they would ask him to say cheeseburger
Right.
and certain words, and they'd be like, "Okay, you're here illegally." But, all right, I'm sorry.
But you know,
That's probably not.
someone who obviously, if we get pulled over by law enforcement, very quickly it's going to be like, yes, this is a U.S. citizen. I mean, that's why the whole voter rights thing, you know, voter ID thing, that they're just like, oh, well, you can't expect everyone to get, you know, some kind of ID. Everybody has an ID. I mean, let's be real. And you're going to be able to very quickly produce an ID that shows that you're a U.S. citizen, you know, Colorado, whatever. So this really isn't a big deal. I mean, the 17 years that I was a cop, I put one person in jail because they were an illegal alien. Now they committed a crime too. So that's how I, the reason why I snagged them up. And again, you know, they always like, well, you're going to separate families. Well, you know, most murderers or most people going to prison don't say, hey, can I take my kids to prison with me? That's not how it works. So if you don't want to separate families, then go register for the, you know, deportation list and say, I want to go home and I want to go home as a family. And the government
Well,
will help you do that.
and the thing is, if you're a criminal, illegal alien gang, sex trafficking children and selling drugs in this country, that's like a choice. And if you get caught there, just like an American citizen, is if you said they're sex trafficking and selling drugs and murdering people and they get caught, they don't get to stay with their family, right? So it's kind of like, you know, choices have consequences.
Well, it's
And
just like,
the
talk about identification. There's a wonderful video with this Chicago state senator, a black woman, who get pulled over, and she won't produce her driver's license. You know, he asked her like 10 times, and finally just arrests her. And she's outraged. How dare you?
Well, you have to do that, right? If you are stopped by a cop, you can't just like not roll down your window, right?
Well, it's an interesting scenario. If you're a passenger, you can pretty much just sit there and not say a word. And in fact, if I had a traffic stop and you're in one of the passenger seats and you're like, hey, I'm not the one who was caught speeding, I want to leave, I'd be like, walk, walk. You know, I don't need you to be at my traffic stop. But if you're pulled over for a valid reason, you have to produce, there's three things you have to produce if you're driving a vehicle: driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance. Those are the three things that you're required. Someone who's not willing to provide those three things wants an event. I mean, they want you to do something. It's like those protesters that are trying to antagonize a cop to hit him over the head with a club, and then they sue him. Now, one of the things that I want to watch, because I always say this is, you know, is this going to be entertaining? Years ago, when we had something about the Dreamers and all that stuff, there were these massive protests of illegal aliens all through like the cities of LA and other places. And I remember I was still a cop back then, a detective, being in our intake and release at our jail, and I saw two ICE guys. And I said, hey, you guys missed a great opportunity to snag up the biggest load you could have ever had over the weekend. You could have gone to LA and when that protest, you should have just marched them all down a street and then had them on buses and take them to Mexico. You know? And they all started laughing and they're like, yeah, you know, that's just not how that works. But I wonder how many protests now under the Trump administration that illegal aliens are going to come out in the open waving Mexican flags.
That's
You
a
know,
good
I could see
point.
Trump saying, you know, guys, bring the buses around.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It's like, so it all makes a difference. Hey, listen, we have to let you go. Mark is, everybody says, love you, love you, love you. Thank you for
Thank you,
coming.
Mark. Great
Coming
as
to me.
always.
Yeah.
Take care.
Have a
We'll
great
see you.
week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, he had some, he's always great. He
It
had
is always
some
great.
great points. And he brought up something that we wanted to play too, because he started off when he was talking about JD Vance, and we have this soundbite. So this was back in October. Remember, it was just a few short months ago that we were told that there were no criminal, illegal alien gangs in Colorado. They didn't even exist. The mayor,
That's
Mike
imagination.
Kaufman, Aurora mayor, said he denied it. Channel 9 was jumping all over people who were saying it, saying they were racist, stuff like that. It just wasn't true. Polis told us it's a figment of our imagination. And it's kind of fun to go back in the time machine to hear that. So, Thomas, if we could please, this is J.D. Vance talking to Martha Raddatz. This is back in October. And notice the chyron that says, GOP mayor denies or refutes the story. So please play the Vance soundbite.
Limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen. They bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
So that was back in October, right? It's not happening, not happening. And so, of course, what do you do? Now you have them having parties. That's how worried they are, right? Giant raves, essentially, with the drugs and the guns and everything there. It's like, and I bet they won't have another one, or at least if they do, they'll be more picky about their guest list, don't you think?
Well, who knows? I said I think Mark's got the idea that they probably set the party up themselves.
No, I don't think so. This was, it was
How do you know, Julie?
But when you read the stuff, you can, when you read more about it, no, this was clearly, I think they had an informant on the inside, but this was not, this was the how do I, that doesn't work that much with criminal, illegal alien gangs, where they just get kind of random texts from somebody. It's not like sometimes the feds will be like, oh, you won, you know, something, but this is, I'm sure they had an informant. That's how they obviously knew about it. Or maybe they just,
They put it up on social media.
so somebody told them which social media
And they,
accounts.
but they, you know, they
Right.
said that it's found on social media, but they really
That's how
got it
kids do parties.
from it.
Yeah, but that, no, that's how kids do
That's
parties.
how they do it. That's how
That's
illegal
how kids
gangs
do.
do it these
That's
days.
how other people
Unlike
do it
your
too.
days, it's more of a
Well,
trend.
that's how raves work.
That's the way raves work.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's how they,
Well,
but
as
so the
long
last time I was at a rave, that's how it worked.
Okay,
That's what worked.
well,
Well,
I'll defer to the rate expert.
and so then you know what else I wanted to talk to? Okay, all kinds of great comments here, but I wanted to really, oh, support for Trump's from Jacob. Supports from Trump's policies exceed support for Trump, the New York Times. That's the New York Times trying to make a differential, right? How can you support Trump's policies, but you don't support
You
Trump?
could, I
Well,
guess.
I guess you could, but it's kind of like they're kind of the same, at least at this point, they're kind of connected. It's kind of like, but the Columbia thing I thought was brilliant, and it shows. So Colombia, they fly a bunch of Colombian illegal aliens down to Colombia, and Colombia won't let them land and says, we refuse to accept them, blah, blah, blah. So Trump says, okay, You know, what a 25% tariff and other, and I mean, and apparently in real time, the U.S. Embassy in Colombia started revoking all kinds of visas.
All the visas and everything
else.
Yeah,
I mean, in real time,
and
like
apparently,
immediately.
I'm not sure if this is a joke or not, but Trump was on the golf course
No, he was on the golf
on the
course.
fourth hole, you know. All right, tell him.
That's it. It was a funny, somebody saying how this would have worked under Biden. They would have apologized, then they would have formed
Paid
chaos
reparations.
forces, paid reparations, would have been months and months, the UN would have gotten involved. But Trump like solves it between the fifth hole and the sixth hole, basically, and
Yeah, it
says,
wasn't a good week for the president of Colombia.
well,
He
yeah.
was also caught on the street holding hands and being highly affectionate with a transsexual news anchor. I didn't know Colombia had transsexual news anchors, but apparently they do. So the president of Colombia had to say, "I'm not gay. I may be bi-curious, but I'm not
I
gay."
don't know. Well, and then he tries to call Trump's bluff, right? So Trump like slaps the tariffs. And here's where this is interesting, where AOC is like, oh no, we won't be able to get cheap coffee and flowers, because I was unaware of this, but this is where, if you guys ever look at the conservative treehouse, this guy understands supply chains. He said, flowers don't last very long, right? Valentine's Day is in about 3 weeks.
Right.
And it is like apparently the flowers to the
Long
United
stem
States.
roses. It's the home of long stem roses.
Like massive, massive export to the United States. And Trump is like, and guess what? In 2 weeks, just in time for Valentine's Day, we'll increase it to 50%.
In time for.
So it's one of those
And then
things.
AOC, we'll have to pay more for flowers. Oh.
Well, give chocolate. Jewelry. I mean,
Jewelry.
just go straight to
Jewelry's not
the
going up.
that just goes straight to the jewelry thing. But I thought that was so within hours, literally within hours, the Colombia president said, okay, fine, and I'll send my own plane to get him, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I think if you're another country and you want to fool around with saying they can't land here, that's not going to
Yeah.
go over well either.
No, it was just a perfect shoot down. Oh, all the difference in the world between Trump and his predecessors. I mean, nobody else would have had that kind of boom, 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 boom reaction to it. And it's just incredible.
Well, and I think it's clear they've got their game on, right? I mean, Donald Trump, it wasn't
Well,
like,
they're not their game on, but people like Marco Rubio, who's such a wimp, right? Now he's coming and he's just a hard ass. Listen, you people in the State Department, I'm telling you all, you either get on board or get out.
that's right. And he says, cancel the visas, cancel the trips, cancel
Yeah,
everything.
cancel
It's
everything. Yeah.
canceled everything. And my guess is that Trump's team anticipated that somebody might play a game like this,
Sure.
right? And that Trump said, okay, then, here's what we'll do. And the bottom line is he understands economics, right? That Colombia needs our market more than we need its market,
Right.
right? And so that gives us leverage. And so Trump used it. It's like, it's brilliant, right? And if they had less leverage, what did they do? They also, under the State Department, suspended all foreign aid, including to
That's
Ukraine.
huge because US aid, which is the disperser of the funds, is run by political people. I think Susan Rice was the head of aid, US aid. And so all of the money really has changed to it. And it's all for, the purposes. Either it's anti-populist, going after populist parties or supporting homosexuality or something, nothing is just going, oh, here you go. And it's I think it's brilliant. Oh no. Okay, Egypt and Israel making exceptions for Israel because it's Israel, Egypt because they need some help. But it's just amazing how that for 90 days that includes Ukraine. If you go, whoa, what do you mean?
Yeah, that'll force people to the bargaining table.
Well, I mean, they got more money, to do with or
Possibly.
arms because Biden was,
But
doling it out in the
forces the
billions.
Fed because it all funnels back into their pockets
Yeah,
every
that's true.
a
I
minute, you know, right?
said, a campaign fund.
Well, and you know what's interesting? So, well, like I said, what he did today, the acting, I mean, they're worried about Pam Bondi. It's like the acting attorney general is
Yeah,
their
keep him
worst
in
nightmare.
there.
McHenry is his worst nightmare. So he fired a dozen of the Department of Justice lawyers who worked with Jack Smith against Trump. And I think they're some of the January 6th people too, saying, obviously, you don't agree with the president's policies, so you can't continue working here. And apparently, the guy they can't fire, this career guy, 20 years career, Corey Edmondson, who was the head of the public corruption portion of the DOJ. Apparently they couldn't fire him, so he was reassigned by Trump to work in the team that is now going after sanctuary cities.
All right.
So he resigned. He resigned.
Did he?
Yeah, he resigned rather than deal with that. I think it's just so funny. This is from, like, Charlene says, like, we can't go roses in the United States. Exactly. The Columbia timeline was less than an hour to resolutions. Americans buy $8 coffee from Starbucks. Cost is not the issue. It's like, Charlene, yay, he resigned. Yeah, I mean, and that's what just Trump is doing, I think. You know, I think the reporters are probably exhausted, and you can't keep up with it, but...
Well, you got to constantly be outraged, and after a while... You know, like MSNBC, every article is about Trump. Every article. There's not a single one about Akeem Jeffries or anything else. It's all about Trump. And they just, you know.
The problem they face is that Trump has, like, record-setting, and his policies, record-setting approval ratings. So how can you? So that's why they keep hammering January 6th, right? It's the only thing they have.
Right.
And even that's starting to look bad because they're going to launch investigations into that. So I think that this is good because we've talked before. The Democrats are in disarray. They don't know what to do. People clearly like Trump's policies. So, you know, no one, people have common sense, and you can actually have common sense now when they say, you know, well, they're going to separate families. Like Mark Popp says, well, if you get arrested for murdering the United States, you're separated from your family.
Yeah.
So maybe they shouldn't have, you know, committed a crime.
Or go with Pops or mom back to the old country.
Yeah, just, yeah, self-deport. So I think a lot of that is going to start happening. And then you see the left media, NBC tried to report that ICE went into the school and the school had to lock down. Well, no, it was actually Secret Service was there on it was a security detail for a protectee. Actually, they were there doing a good thing, and they all look like idiots. So we're going to see that. Unfortunately, no one believes anything they say anymore, right? One of the things, another thing I wanted to talk about too, and you know, you wanted to talk about the indictments, but this I think is interesting, and I think the conservative treehouse is right. Three of the biggest appointees, RFK Jr., the confirmation hearing is Wednesday. Tulsi Gabbard is Thursday. Kash Patel is Thursday. The conservative treehouse is predicting that, you know, these guys are clear deep state enemies, and big pharma enemies, and that this is going to be one of the peak Trump resistance Wednesday and Thursday days. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. And I think if you went to Las Vegas, the odds are farthest against Tulsi Gabbard. You know, they wherever that position is, where you advise the president on what the incoming intelligence is, they want to have a deep state person. In fact, Trump just fired the DNI that was there from Biden's time. She's in the most trouble. I don't know, between Kash Patel and Robert Kennedy Jr. They're both right on the line. I think it's 50-50. And I think, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. has gotten the usual garbageola. Everything he said, people are saying, oh, yeah, red dye number three. He's against red dye number. Oh, we're against it. Oh, okay. And Kash Patel, of course, he's got his enemies list, which will get him. And they definitely, you know, would rather destroy the health of Americans than let the FBI go. So, you know, the Kash Patel, I think that's going to be like a Super Bowl of confirmation hearings, and see how well he can do.
Right.
If he can do a Hexit deal.
Well, I mean, Charlene says, yeah, the rhinos are going to be coming out after these three. Exactly. And did Trump put an acting DNI in there? Isn't Ratcliffe, wasn't he ratified as the director of national? No, that's
CIA.
Policy. CIA. Oh, that's right. CIA. But he knows all the DNI stuff. So.
Well, I had to put somebody, because something's got to give him the intelligence. So.
Right. Well, and one of the things I was reading, and it was a suggestion that they turned back around what happened under Obama and then during Trump when they were weaponized against him, his own administration, is they use these intelligence briefings to skew things, right? And I was reading something where it's like they should let the intelligence briefings just go back to being intelligence briefings, where they talk about like Egypt or, you know what I mean? It's not all this intrigue stuff, and keep them out of the United States. My guess is right now, Trump isn't probably paying any attention to any of that, right? He's like, just what he seems to be doing is just freezing anything he's not certain of, just freeze, right? That just freeze all the foreign aid, that just freeze everything, that's freeze the people coming in. And then once we get my people in place, we can sort it out. And from his point of view, it's like, and hey, Congress, if you want to mess around and we slow walk the aid to Ukraine, that's okay with me too, because I don't even want to continue it, right?
Right.
So it'll be interesting. And now you wanted to talk a little bit, we've got some time left, about couple of indictments.
Well, you know, one of the things that's happened is the weaponization of the justice system. And it's really terrible. I mean, it really is. It will destroy the democracy
Yeah.
if it's allowed to continue, because if you're in office and you're facing, once you get out, if they're going to put you in jail for whatever claims they can, you're not going to get out. And so there are two cases of what's been really wrong. And what's the really wrong thing is that there are tons of statutes. And if you're a lawyer, you can be very inventive in how you interpret those statutes.
Yeah, we saw with Alvin Bragg.
Yes, Alvin Bragg did. Yeah, exactly. So much so in Alvin Bragg's case, the feds wouldn't do it, so he did it. And he had a compliant court, so 34 convictions of felonies for Trump. But two more examples of that. There's a Dr. Hammond in Texas who was part of Children's Hospital, and he blew the whistle on the fact that they pledged publicly they weren't doing any more surgeries for gender-affirming care. And it was a lie. So we got together with a reporter and showed him that they were still doing it. Well, they don't like that. And so they said, okay, how can we throw this guy away? Because he spoiled our party. And so they took the HIPAA laws and said, well, you violated HIPAA. You go, well, wait a minute, I didn't do any patient thing or anything else. No, but it's general enough and we can fit it
Yeah.
under it, and we'll four counts
So they were
of
prosecuting him.
prosecute him. It was interesting because they prosecuted him in the southern district of Texas. In the northern district, his wife was an assistant U.S. attorney. They didn't care. They were going to get this guy, and they were breaking him because it cost an incredible amount of money. He raised like 300 or 400,000. It wasn't enough to cover the legal fees. And he was being ignored. Trump was he had a new assistant AG down there, but she wasn't doing anything. So he went public. And when he did that, because all these judges now put gag orders. Gag orders were supposed to be to prevent the prosecutors from going out and tainting the jury pool, but now they use
To
it on
silence,
Trump
to silence, yeah, to
to
silence the
silence people. And
defendants.
he squawked up and was going to be thrown in jail for contempt, but last week they finally said, oh, yeah, dismiss all the
Yeah,
charges.
Trump, the Trump DOJ.
But that he had to scream and yell and really get
Right,
attention.
right.
So that's a grotesque version of the HIPAA laws that all of a sudden the doctor disclosing the surgeries were done somehow violates it. And the other is Adams up in New York. They did that for the Southern District of New York, and they had
Eric Adams,
all
the mayor. They were
the
prosecuting him.
And it sounded awful. It sounded like he was taking all this money from the Turkish government and buying luxury travel and doing all. And so everybody went, oh my God, they've caught it. This shows you that these people are not biased and not political. No, it shows you they didn't like him protesting about illegal immigration, as he said. And they got him on. Basically, the Turkish embassy called up the mayor and said, we can't get anybody to give us a fire inspection. We're trying to, put some residences in, and it's been months and months and months. Can you just see if you can help us on just getting the fire inspection, not telling you how the fire inspection should go, just doing it? And everybody who's ever dealt with city government knows those kind of problems. So he did, and when he was taking some flight on the Turkish Airlines, which I think is owned by the government, somebody upgraded his passenger seat, regular passenger seat, to business class. And they indicted him on that. That was a great
He
corruption
was
there.
talking about that to Tucker Carlson
Yeah, Tucker
and saying they
Carlson
told
talked
him to
about
be a
it.
good Democrat.
Yeah,
And
and it's clear. I mean, so there you have where the system no longer works, because before you wouldn't have had prosecutors trying to pull those bullshit charges. But now they all feel free to invent the law any way they want. They don't go, oh, that's too
well,
far.
hopefully Trump is, and like Charlene says, if Trump can put acting directors in without Senate approval, then let them do the job until he can get his appointees in there. Yeah. And I don't think he can just appoint anybody as acting, right?
Oh, it has to be somebody went through confirmation process at some time.
At some point. But I think, but that's what he's doing, right? So yeah, the acting AG is firing all these people, and Trump is like, okay, you want to hold up Pam Bondi, and although I think they passed her, didn't they? Not yet. Oh, the
She got out of
committee.
committee.
Now they have to do it. So they're like, okay, you want to slow walk that. In the meantime, we'll see. We just have a couple more minutes. Well, a minute. See, it'll be interesting to see what Mitch McConnell does, because he's clearly not even pretending. anymore. But I don't know. I think he's just kind of like he hates Trump, kind of like McCain, right? Doesn't even care that he's.
Well, he does hate Trump, and even though he endorsed him and stuff. I mean, but I think it's more than that. I think Mitch McConnell, in his heart of hearts, really was a rhino or a Democrat. I mean, just look at the deals that he either in person or behind the scenes negotiated. He negotiated along with the senator from Oklahoma the bipartisan immigration bill, which was Democrats shoved down the throats of Republicans all election, which is an awful bill that in fact allowed them to allow any illegal alien they wanted in. I mean, it was just
right.
For a little money, you gave up everything. And that was, and he also negotiated that 1,500-page
oh, that's right.
continuing resolution. It was just a wish list for Democrats. So those were two cases where he was the main negotiator behind the scenes, and he totally screwed the Republican Party, which means he's got to believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
He's got to believe in that stuff. So he's going to be an interesting.
It'll be see what happens there. Hey, that is going to do it for us.
That's
going to
do it.
That's
okay.
Do it for us.
Fast.
We've got Hope Shuppelman, the chairwoman, vice chair of the Colorado Republican Party, coming on again on Wednesday. I think we just want to sort of help them, her, you know, push back with the actual facts about the lies that some of the Colorado rhinos are spewing
right.
as we get closer to electing new leadership there. So we'll have her on, and everyone will be glad to know I already found a funny sound bite for Party Friday.
Yeah, the calls, the emails,
I
tweets.
I did have one last week. I was slacking off.
People were mad.
Hey, that'll do it for us. Thank you to Mark Poff.
Thank you, Mark.
Everybody on Zoom and the guys at PBS.
Take care till Wednesday. Bye-bye.